Hello everyone, I'm Shahisti, a broadcaster with 3ZZZ, Melbourne Ethnic Community Radio. I'd like to share with you a snippet of my life in the mid-50s in Melbourne. Spice of Life. I recall reading a very interesting cooking column. It starts with a quotation by Albert Einstein, the scientist. I believe in intuition and inspiration. At times I feel certain I am right, while not knowing the reason why. Imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the entire world, stimulating progress and giving birth to evaluation. I fully agree with the writer that Einstein's quotation does not only apply to science, but it also applies to cooking. Yes, the art of cooking. Cooking has been called an art with the discipline of the sciences, yet imagination and intuition have certainly inspired many culinary experts. You definitely needed imagination and intuition if you were an Indonesian living in Melbourne in the 50s. In those days, there were no Asian or Indonesian ingredients in the shops. None at all. I still remember using Vegemite in my Indonesian chicken dish in place of sweet soy sauce. Of course, it was necessary to add sugar, so that not only was it the right color and consistency for sweet soy sauce, but also tasted sweet. My special chicken dish tasted authentic enough that a very close friend accused me of being very selfish, not wanting to share my sweet soy sauce with her. I had to convince this friend that I used Vegemite by giving her a cooking demonstration. This chicken dish is very popular among my Australian friends up till now. Of course, nowadays I use the real sweet soy sauce. To cook authentic Indonesian dishes was just impossible in the 50s. To buy rice, for instance, we had to go to Littleburg Street in the city and buy it in bulk, only 10-kilogram bags. 20-pounds bags were available. And I remember asking for garlic in one of the grocers. The response was, "You use garlic in your cooking, that smelly stuff?" "Nope, we don't keep that here." I was flabbergasted. You know, there was only one Chinese restaurant or cafe at that time in Lonsdale Street City, which seated 8 people, and it was only open between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It did not have a menu because it only served one dish, which is chicken tofu and rice. Introducing Indonesian dishes to Australians who have never tasted them before is an art. It also needed intuition and imagination. This reminds me of an Indonesian girlfriend who was going steady with an Australian guy. She came to me very upset one day, complaining that her boyfriend did not like her cooking. He was a dinkumasi who had never tasted Indonesian food. Apparently, she cooked him the authentic Indonesian lamb curry, which is very spicy. I don't blame him for not liking it. It was too much of a shock. I'm sure you won't have problems if you introduce the mild dishes first. Then, slowly but surely, the more spicy ones, I said. Anyway, to cheer her up, I invited my girlfriend and her beloved to have dinner with us. Dinner was very simple. My special chicken dish, veggies and rice. Everyone enjoyed the evening, especially the steady boyfriend. His comment was, "This is the kind of Indonesian dish I like very much. Don't forget to ask Shahisti the recipe, darling." The happy ending to that story was that they have since married and have a growing family. Perhaps my cautious meal of introduction to Indonesian cooking for the boyfriend was partly responsible. I like to think so anyway. The situation is completely different today, as Australians are more aware of their neighbouring countries and culture. Almost all the universities in Melbourne offer Indonesian language, history and culture courses, and hundreds of schools in Victoria teach Indonesian language as one of their humanities subjects. Many of the schools teaching Indonesian also have trips to Indonesia. Melbourne has become a cosmopolitan city. There are many Indonesian restaurants that I know of, and countless other Asian eating places, Chinese, Thai, Korean, Vietnamese, Japanese, you name it, we do have it here in Melbourne. The Chinese and Vietnamese grocers sell almost all Asian ingredients and spices. As for the Indonesians, around 20,000 of them in total, Melbourne has a number of grocers stocked with practically all ingredients from every corner of the Indonesian archipelago. Reasonably priced too. So, for you who have imagination, inspiration, and intuition, or if you are culinarily inclined, please do try out some unfamiliar recipes. It is fun.